Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're all here. We have callers lined up already waiting to speak with Elisa, with our first priority being the donors who give to BeUnique.org, which is Elisa's chosen charity. You can donate to BeUnique at BeUnique.org/donate, BeUnique.org, or you can Venmo a donation to BeUnique for a more in-depth reading. And if you also want to, I want to remind everybody to write down Elisa's text number if you want to reach out to her after the show for a more in-depth reading or a private reading. We can do that. Her number is 407-432-7088. We only have 30 minutes, so we're going to start with our first caller, and we are going to bring in, who's on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Hello there. What is your name, please?
It's Amala.
Amala, where are you calling from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Welcome to the show. You're on with Elisa.
Amala. Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So I feel like you're going through some transformation right now for yourself, actually. I see a lot of growing around you.
Yes. Yes.
And expanding. You kind of did a lot of self-reflection during COVID, and you realized that you need to do what you've always wanted to do, and I guess you're doing it.
Yep. True. Yeah.
That's a good thing. And you let go and you're trusting the process, which is amazing. So you've mastered that.
Yes. Yeah. Is it okay to ask a question?
Sure.
So I was wondering, do you see me meeting somebody like-minded, like a soul person? Because I've been doing a lot of work on myself, and it never ends. I understand that, but I feel like I'm in a really good place. So
yes.
I
feel like I'm hearing the number 8. I'm not really good with time, but I feel like another 8 months of you doing some self work, because I feel like you're going to start to step into it more to actually learn how to be a teacher and how to help people yourself, because you helped yourself. So I see you getting more into like learning, you know, how to be a teacher in certain areas of your practice. And when you have really come upon that completion of service, you know, to the people, of learning how, of what you're going to teach, that's where I see somebody stepping into your path to walk with you.
Yes.
It's going to be a little while though. And it's not because you're not ready now. It's just because if you were with somebody who was in a relationship, it would be more of a distraction from you doing what you're supposed to be doing. Okay? Because you are ready. I see a lot of wholeness with you, and I see you actually did a lot of self-work. But it's just more like you just need to have the freedom to still be able to be you and do your own thing without a distraction of another human. Okay? That's the only reason.
Got it.
Okay, so it's not like a bad thing. It's not like, oh my gosh, I'm not deserving of it. I really do see somebody walking into your life, though, who's amazing, who smells good, smiles beautiful, has a great energy, uplifting, and just a nice soul. So yes, I see that coming to you, but it's going to be somebody who actually either shows up for class or you do something alongside with this person to teach. So just keep going on your journey, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. You're really great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. And now let's see who's on the line. Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Welcome to the show, Kimberly. You're with Alisa.
Hi. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
So nice to talk to you. I feel like you're confused about a choice that you're trying to make. I feel like you have choices coming towards you, and you're just confused about what to do with your choices right now. And I don't know if you want to relocate. I'm just getting, like, this confusion that you don't know where you're supposed to be. You understand that?
Yes. What's actually going on is I've applied to some jobs, had interviews, didn't hear back. Applied to more jobs because my desire after 17 years of being in a classroom is that that's not my desire anymore. And I'm just asking God what's going on.
Oh, I feel like you want to have a whole new renewal in your life. And that means to like even like uplift where you're living and move somewhere else. Like I feel like you just want a whole new new start somewhere. And if that opportunity should arise, I see you really making that choice to go, but you're confused about whether you should do that or not. So I think what you need to sit with yourself and say is, what are the benefits of walking away from the stagnation? Because I feel where you're at, there's a lot of stagnation around you. And you kind of feel like you can't go forward, you can't go backward, you're just like stuck in this cycle that you've always lived in, and you need something new.
That is correct.
So
there
may be a refresher. I don't know if you're going to uplift and move home, but I almost feel like that's what's on, that might be presented to you, is to up and move away from where you are right now. I would suggest to you to be open to all opportunities. When the opportunities show up, go take a look, okay? Because if you were to think in your mind right now you don't want to do something based on maybe I don't want to move or I do want to move or whatever it is that you get confused about, you're going to talk yourself out of something that might be a really good thing. I feel like you need to take a look at the whole package, and then you'll make your choice. And you'll know in your heart at that time where it is you are to be, okay?
Okay.
Just remember this. You can always go back. I mean, where you live is always going to be there. So even if you took a journey and went somewhere else, it doesn't mean you can't come back to that space. Okay?
Okay.
So be open to receive. I see you're going to have more clarity, but it's going to be a few months. Not a few months, maybe a couple months. It's soon. But it's not yet. Okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And who's online? Hi.
Hey, thank you. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, Jessica.
Thank you for answering.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I would love some clarity around a situation that happened with me the last couple weeks. I was working with a client and we were doing great work. But then some new, I guess like some things came to my awareness about this person. A lot of darkness. And I felt like, okay, our time is done working together. Like, you know, that's it. Let's end this. Let's not get involved type of thing, or let's not continue. And it felt like that was the right thing to do, to just kind of back away with that. But I've been feeling a little bit torn because, you know, I was looking at myself as far as like, well, what is she mirroring to me? You know, how may I, you know, like I saw parts of my younger self of things that I used to do, like unhealthy stuff going on. So I just felt a little bit bad as far as like, because I don't want to be rejecting myself. And also I know that's stuff that I help people with. So just any clarity you can help with. And I also was like wondering like, what sort of darkness do I still have in myself that I'm like,
Well, this is what I was seeing with this person is there's an expectation she had of you, and she's going through a lot of transformation, like a lot of like change inside her own life. And it's so much, it's such turbulent water. And no matter what you would have done would have never been enough. So it almost feels like it's not the right time right now for you to go back into the storm. You'd be going back into the storm. It's not even a personal thing. She's just going through a lot of just of her own stuff. And it's like being portrayed onto you because, you know, when someone's carrying the bitterness and the anger and the frustration of everybody else's stuff, they're going to bring it to the person who's trying to help them. That's just what's happening. And it's not that, it's not even about the younger years or you're marrying something in yourself. It's really about you staying up for the first time in your own knowing that this is not a good situation and you being strong enough to step out of it through self-love and respect for you, because you knew that no matter what you were doing, it was always being complained about, put down, changed. It was utilizing your time, not respecting you. And no matter what you were doing, it was not going to be enough at this point. Okay. It's like kind of like bringing somebody flowers and they're like, they don't want to receive anything, or making them dinner. I'm not eating. I don't want your flowers. It's like rejection. No matter what you did in kindness, it would not have been received at the moment. So I'm just seeing for you, it was actually a good thing to walk a step away, disconnect for now, no hard feelings, not even making it personal. And when this person, you know, gets a little more out of the storm and starts healing, they can come back to you if they want to. But right now for you to go into it, it'd be a toxic relationship. Okay.
So you're definitely reading that correctly, but where I got kind of stuck on it is that I know that was me, that I was working with some healers at times and I was just like so sort of cranky about things in my life. So that's where I was like feeling bad of like, I don't think it was right what I was doing to the healers, you know, like not.
Let me ask you this.
She was. Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, because this is going to give you clarity. When you help people who choose to ask you for help and you give your energy to them and they leave and then continue the patterns that they came to clear and stop doing for themselves, but yet continue it, that is a drain on a healer's energy. So when this person's coming, let's say they have a drinking problem and they tell you they're stopping drinking, they're not going to do it anymore, they're going AA, whatever, they're getting the help they need, really are making the effort. But yet they come to you and you see that they are continuing to drink. The minute they walk out of your office, they continue to drink, but they come there to feel better and you're giving your energy. They're actually sucking the life out of you. And they're not doing the work. People are to take the responsibility for themselves. We're not here to save people. We're here to guide them. And for you to walk away, if you were to walk away because they're doing self-help and they're really taking the responsibility to help themselves, then that would not be the right thing to do. But because you're staying with this person and helping guide them and they're still making the poor choices, then it's negativity for you. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah. And I had that conversation with her too. She was totally draining my energy and it was making me very upset and angry. So, okay. Right. Right.
So it's about when she's ready, she'll come back. Just say, when you're ready to really stand in that space of healing, I'll be here for you. But until you're ready, it's like pouring energy into an and a broken, you know, a hole in the ground or something. It's not being received and being processed. It's just being poured into there, and it's a waste of your energy. That's all. Okay.
Yeah,
now,
crazy, because she kept saying, "I'm ready. I want more. I want more." I'm like, "You need to go into therapy for a bit. Like, something's not right." I didn't say
I think when people, you know, come for healing, they want direction, and they want the truth. And when somebody is making an effort to heal, and you're standing with them to help them, of course you should not turn your clients away. But, you know, if she's on the table and you're receiving it personally, then that becomes a mirror of your own self. But that should never have, that exchange should not be happening in a client and, you know, patient kind of a situation. It should be where, you know, we're here and you're not really there personally for that person. You're there for them in a more professional way. So maybe if you're not coming from the professional way, then I would say reflect on yourself, okay? But if you're being professional and stay in that space of unconditional love to help guide them to healing, and they choose not to do the work, then that's on them. So it's about really reflecting, where are you standing in this? And you'll get your answer. You know, if you're walking away from a client who is coming to you for guidance and you walk away because you're angry because she's redoing the patterns you did when you were younger and it's bringing up your memory foam, then that is not a healthy, you know, professional way either. So it's more about where are you standing in this? Are you standing in unconditional love as a healer to help and guide, or are you getting personally involved with your client? And then also, is she coming from this place of wanting to help herself or not? And I feel like you need to step back and really, you know, analyze where you are in this and where she is in this, and that will give you your clarity. Okay?
Yeah, I agree with the first things that you were saying. I think I'm going to stop looping about it as far as, like, not feeling bad about, like, it was just, it kind of,
it's just not time. It's just not time yet. And some people, it may not be the time for her yet, and that's okay. And just that space of unconditional love, when they're ready, you're here to help. And it could take 2 years. It could take 3 years. You don't know when people are ready, but you were there to show that this is another way to heal. And that's all you can do is hold space for those people. And, you know, you want the best for everybody, or we all, as a healer, you want the best for everybody, but sometimes people would rather stay stuck in what they know to be their comfort zone and their toxicity, and that's on them. That's not your responsibility to pull them out of it. All you can do is be there as the guide. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Hi, who's on the line?
Oh, hi, this is Donna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Where are you calling from, Donna?
I'm in Santa Barbara, California.
Welcome to the show. You're on with Elisa.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Lisa. Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. I felt a little dizzy when I got up, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I feel like you don't feel good. I feel you're already very off.
Yeah, and I don't feel that good today.
Yeah, I don't feel like you're whole in yourself. And I feel like I keep hearing you need fresh air. You need to go sit somewhere where you can be by yourself, maybe by the water or just in fresh air. Just
go to the beach. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good for you, actually. And I feel like you need some kind of immune boosting stuff, like take a look at some immune boosting. I feel like your energy is really low. I feel tired, like you're getting sick and you don't feel 100%. So, you know, just do something to boost your immune system up a little bit and get outside and get some fresh air, take a short walk or something. Because I feel like your body needs to have a renewal and a refresh. I don't know. I feel like you've been in stale and stagnation too long.
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like you've been kind of like under the weather, even emotionally a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you about my finances, if they're going to get better and if my housing appointment's going to go well, too. I'm on housing. I have an appointment July 14th. You know, they do it every year. You know, if they're going to pass me for the next year.
I'm hearing the thing behind, and there's like a delay. I hear a delay and things are behind. So even if they have like a date, you might get a time, but it's going to be a little bit of a delay. As far as your finances go, I feel like everything's being strapped right now, like a struggle. And I just feel like you're kind of like held down right now. I'm not seeing it freeing up for a little bit. I'm hearing the month September, things might be a big shift for you.
Oh, that'll be good. Okay.
But I feel like you've been carrying yourself through this in that strap for like 8 months already. I just feel like you're just kind of like a buoy at water, in the water, going with the flow. Like, how am I going to make it? But I'll just do it. And you do. Okay.
Yeah,
but the stress is getting to you. And, you know, you're focused so much on your losses and not really working on what could be gained from all this. And it's more about you. You need to like step inside yourself and start reflecting and regrouping and resetting and doing something that you love to do instead of sitting there wallowing in like the loss. I feel like you're just, it's like you're focused on the wrong vibration right now. You know, it's like the fear is getting into your system and it's about you. You know, what you can control, you can't control. And things aren't going to change until you become the change. It's like you're waiting for things to happen instead of making things happen for yourself. And I feel like once you step out to saying, you know what, I'm just going to go out there and see what else comes my way, other opportunities or whatever, you're not going to have a newness and a reset that your whole body, mind, and soul wants for yourself until you like release yourself from holding that space of loss. It's like if somebody focuses on being sad all the time, they're not going to be happy. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Because I see that you, when you're really happy and you're in a good place, I mean, everything just shows up for you. It's almost like you have a magic wand, but you put your magic wand away, put it in a drawer, and you forgot about it. Now you're focusing on all the negativity because you're letting the weight of the world get to you, and you're not that person. You're magical.
Definitely. Yeah, I've been very lucky in the past. I won a BMW. I won trips to Lake Tahoe, Hawaii, Taiwan. I won $10,000 on a scratcher. I mean, yeah,
see?
I'm very lucky.
So get back into that energy.
Because I'm not feeling well today, so that could have a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
My friend Pete, I look after him like 4 days a week, a couple hours a day. He's blind. I think I bring a lot of joy to his life, and he brings a lot of joy to my life.
He appreciates you. Yes, he appreciates you.
He said that he was going to put me in his will. Do you think he'll go ahead and do that? Some people say things, but then they never get around to doing it. Will he get around to doing anything?
I actually feel yes, but I mean, that's not, you know... So don't put your cards on the table for him to leave that to you. But yes, I feel like he appreciates you and you do help a lot and you give a lot to him. And he really feels that would be a great way to say thank you. So I say yes.
Okay.
But he enjoys you give a lot. You give a lot of yourself.
I do.
Okay. And he does appreciate you and receives you that way. And that would be his gift to you. So yes. Okay.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye. And who's on our last call?
Hi.
Hello.
This is Linda. Hi, and this is Linda from Florida. How are you guys doing today?
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Linda.
Thank you. Hi. My question is, my husband applied for a job in North Carolina. Do you foresee him actually getting this position?
I actually heard yes since the moment I heard your voice. You've been wanting this so bad. You've been wanting this so bad. That's what I hear, is you have you have put this out there to the universe that this is where I want to be, this is where I want to go, please, please, please. And I feel you are going to have a huge yes.
Okay. Do you know, like, when? Because when this, they might tell us, or?
Oh, my gosh. Everything's so delayed. It's weird. It's like, that must be the theme of the day. Delay, delay, delay. It's just because there's a lot of process and change going through this company right now. And they're trying to, like, I don't know if they're trying to put people in different places and then bring you on. But I feel like they're moving, you know, people around to fulfill certain areas, and they actually expanded recently. So I think that this transformation is just taking a little longer than expected. Okay. All right. So be positive. I mean, keep in touch with them and just stay front line with them, you know, just be right there. And, you know, I feel like you're going to be chosen to go. And I feel like no matter what, whether it's this job or another job, you're going to make it happen because you really want to leave the state of Florida and go to North Carolina. That's what I see with you.
Well, for him, it's the government. So you can't really contact them and say, hey, how's everything going?
Okay. But I feel like, yes, everything's falling into place. It's just delays right now. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just have faith.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Have faith and just, you know, enjoy your time while you're here, even though it's raining every day and it's hot as heck. But just enjoy your time here. You know, it's all good. Go to the beach. Enjoy it. You know, because before you know it, it's like there's no time anymore. We're just already in July. Where did the whole year go? I mean, it's you know, that's how fast it's going to feel when it's time for you to make that transition. So just stand there with open arms to receive. You know how it takes with the government. Everything takes time. Okay.
Yes, it can.
It's a process. They're a process. It's not like corporate America. They're a process. Everything has to be done through certain channels. Okay. So they're just waiting. They're just waiting on moving things around and expanding and opening. And I just see you going. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you for calling.
Thank you so much. You guys have a
You're welcome.
Day.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's BUNEKE.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton. And I am grateful that you called today.